Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
We are live. Hello, hello. Mail Monday, February 7th. Yes, February 17th, 2020. Steve Cypress here. Short, simple, sweet today. Speaking of sweet, it was, I believe, Dale Carnegie in, it wasn't chapter one, it was one of the most basic principles of Dale Carnegie's classic, How to Win Friends and Influence People, where he talked about you want to use a person's name. You want to remember a person's name. You want to use a person's name. Said something like a person's name to that person is the sweetest, most powerful, most important word in the universe. And something like a person values the sound of their own name more than every other name on earth all put together. So you want to use people's name. You want to personalize when you can. If you like multiplying, the results won't. Now, it won't multiply the cost. Sometimes it increases costs a little bit to do what's known as variable printing, or to use a CRM service, or to, you know, get a template for messages and insert their name. It takes a little more time, a little more effort, a little more money sometimes to put it in, but it'll multiply your results tremendously. I have an example here of a failure to do so. And it is quite a drastic failure to me. This is a, just received this in the mail. This is a full color mailing brochure for a ballet performance known as Shen Yun. Now I can tell you that I took my beautiful wife Michelle to see this last year, and it is a phenomenal, incredible experience, just like all the great testimonials that they have, like the top ballet company directors in the world say this thing is 10 times better than anything anyone else has ever done. It's the most spectacular thing in the world. I love the thing they add in on the back here where they say, cannot be seen in communist China. I was just on my way to communist China because I haven't gotten any deadly viruses lately, and I wanted to get over there to communist China so I could be possibly arrested and thrown in a concentration camp and killed for saying anything or trying to go on the internet. Or they could give me a virus or whatever. But anyway, that's a great selling point there. But anyway, this is a full. Now look at the investment into this brochure. This is a 6-panel, full color, trifold brochure that they, you know, they have postage paid, so we don't see how much they paid. They have an indicia there. We don't know how much it costs to print and mail this, but cost some money. The tickets, however, I remember the tickets we got cost hundreds of dollars. So there's a tremendous ROI if you mail this to the right neighborhoods. We live in an affluent neighborhood up here in a gated community up in a mountain, and where there are, we're surrounded by all the top multi-million-dollar homes and whatever. This is the right neighborhood to mail this thing to. And in fact, proof is we paid hundreds of dollars for tickets and went to see this thing last year. It was spectacular. And I'm like, oh, very smart of them. I'm going to share that on Direct Mail Monday, how smart it is that they're coming back the next year and perhaps they have a whole new performance. It was like, you know, 10 scenes and the narrator comes out in English and in Chinese and tells you what the scene is going to be about. And then they do the scene. And it's really cool. It's interactive with the backdrop. So you get the video backdrop and the ballet dancers kind of jump out of the backdrop. If they're coming up in a boat and they jump out, they're on the stage and then they jump back in. Really cool performance, multimedia performance, you know, fantastic costumes. I mean, the whole thing, just an amazing experience. And I'm like, very smart, a life-changing experience. If you listen to that person or that publication, or it must be a Stage Whispers, must be a Broadway publication or something. But anyway, I was like, I got to share this. This is very smart. They take the people that spend hundreds of dollars and take a night out of their life to go see this thing and I can't imagine anyone being disappointed and not being blown away by the whole thing. And when they're coming back the next year, they make sure to mail a full color brochure to those people and extend a special offer and say, since you came last year, it's a whole new show. Don't just throw this away and think you already seen it, been there, done that. It's a whole new show. If you like last year's, you'll love this year's, blah, blah, blah. It's bigger, it's better, and we're going to give you a special offer because you were there last year. And I was like, this is great, fantastic marketing by the Shen Yun marketing people. But no, Kemosabe. Is that Chinese? Some other language. No. Look what they did. Look who it's addressed to. You are kidding me. It is a bulk mailing to the current resident. So there's nothing in here acknowledging that we gave them hundreds of dollars last year and almost undoubtedly had a spectacular, life-changing experience, loved it to death, maybe even said, man, I can't wait till that comes back. I hope they let me know when it comes back so I hear about it. It's in three different locations around the area, and it's held on 12 different nights, so you got to be able to find, oh, in two shows, there's three times, there's two shows in a day. So there's 15 opportunities to go see them. They do a lot of things right, right? They got the website here and the toll-free number and the, you know, all the testimonials and the story. I mean, look at these testimonials. I was uplifted. I was filled with hope. The world is a better place as a congressman. This one over here, well, now that I think about it, how can you trust any congressman says maybe not a great choice. Donna Karan, creator of DKNY, mesmerizing. I encourage everyone to go see it. New York Magazine, powerful choreography, truly magical, a must-see. What's this one? This is renowned soprano Eliza Brown. Not renowned by me, obviously. Might be Elisa, Eliza, whatever. Beautiful, healing my entire body. Was trembling in a loving way, blah, blah, blah. Okay. You know, and they go on, and there's more. From the top ballet people and theater critic, 5 stars. I've reviewed 4,000 shows. None can compare to what I saw tonight. Come on now. It's breathtaking, says the Emmy Award-winning journalist, Rita Cosby. I mean, you know, this thing is just life-changing, incredible thing, right? And yeah, they just drop it on us, the current resident. Please do not make this mistake. Please care about your customers, clients, patients, members. Please acknowledge when somebody has purchased something from you and you want them to buy again or to buy more or to it's time to replace what they had. Hey, you bought the Train 1000 air conditioning system 12 years ago, and you know now it's costly, it's inefficient, it's not running as well, it's not heating and cooling as well, but it's time for you to get acknowledge. Hey, we remember you. We care about you. On August 27th, 2008, you bought the Train 8200, blah, 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 with the turbo, whatever. Well, the new units are bigger, better, and here's what I'm going to do since you're such a loyal, great customer of ours. I'm going to give you this discount only because you were current, blah, blah, blah. Do that. Do that, please. Don't just send it out. Current resident to people that have given you money. In fact, a lot of money in this case. And have likely had a fantastic experience. So say you have a fine dining restaurant. People come in and drop $500 on a dinner. They bring 3-4 people. It's easily $500 a bottle of wine. It's more. Likely they had a fantastic experience. Please don't mail them something that says, hey, resident, come to our restaurant. What are you doing? What a missed opportunity. Send them something that says, hey, thank you for coming. And we've got a new chef, new menu, new items. It's a new season. We got a new special. And we want to give you a free appetizer just to thank you for coming back and recognizing. And we want to give you a free dessert or a something this. Or ask for the special. It's not on the menu. When you come in, you know, ask for the chef's special, whatever. That's only because you were there before and we love you and want you to come back. Do stuff like that, folks. Recognize people when you can, which is you ought to, unless you're Walmart or Kmart or Amazon, whatever, even Amazon, of course Amazon. But if you're just selling in high volume and you don't know anyone's name or whatever, which take it, even if you're a Walmart, you know, as long as people don't pay in cash, you ought to get some information from them. They give you a credit card, you know, put them in a VIP club, whatever, and send them some special offers. Now, of course, if you don't care at all about people, then don't do this. In fact, don't watch my videos, please. If you're just in it for yourself and to make money from people and treat everyone like a number, then do this kind of stuff and say, dear resident, missed opportunity. Phew. What's the Julia Roberts Pretty Woman, right? Like, oh, do you make money when we buy tickets? Oh, big mistake. Huge. We will not be attending Shenyun this year. Big mistake. Huge. Okay, let's go to the questions, comments, and concerns. Phil is here. Now, if anyone knows what I'm talking about, by example, and could tell you stories all day, it's Phil Brakefield, who loves his customers, clients that he's had for over 50 years, selling him promotional items, and they love him to death, and they buy anything he recommends because he doesn't recommend anything that sucks. And I'm pretty sure he doesn't ever walk in or call him or send him something in the mail and say, hey, dear customer. So let's see what Phil has to say. I could be wrong. Phil says, I think it was maybe Dale Carnegie who said something to the effect. Are you really saying that? Did Phil really say that? Phil, you are 100% correct. I love it. And you may want to rewind and watch the replay and watch like the first 30 seconds of this video where I said that exact thing. So we are on the same wavelength. Yeah, I believe it was something like a person's name to that person is the sweetest, most important sound in the universe. And the sound of a person's name, value the sound of their own name more than every other name in the history of mankind all put together. It was something like that that he said in the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. So there, now you don't have to even rewind it. I've said it again for all of you late coming scragglers who are watching live. And there's always, at most, very few people watching live, but there's hundreds, sometimes thousands of people watching on the replay. So perhaps I shouldn't have repeated that and taken people's time. Toby is here. Great seeing you. And Toby says, ballers love recognition. Oh, ballers. Respect big spenders. So ballers mean big spenders. I would have to think everybody does. Everybody does. Okay. Ball, big spenders, little spenders. In fact, not that you can make more profit from little spenders, but I would have to say that I would think, in general, little spenders might appreciate the sound of their own name even more because people don't say it. Because they, now I'm not criticizing it, but they take that point of view and go like, you know, my top 50 clients, I send them out a personalized gift every year, and then the rest of everybody, they get a pen. And again, not putting that down either, Phil. I know you've sold millions of pens in your lifetime, and I've bought hundreds of pens and given them out. But that's all I'm saying, Toby, is perhaps the littlest people. In fact, I think it was written somewhere a long time ago that the way you treat the least of these is the measure of who you are. So I believe everybody has value. And also, you never know that some little spender, you know, Toby's got a sewer company. They might call you for a tiny little leak and you come out and you might even look it over and go, I'm not even going to charge it. Or just the $80 trip charge or something because everything's fine and all I have to do is twist the thing and no charge for that. It's all good. They're a little spender. Would you not use their name? Don't they have an opportunity and a chance to become a big spender someday? So, you know, ballers, I'm going to treat everybody like a baller, Toby, and use the name every chance you get with everybody you can. But again, this message is only for people that care about people. Especially your customers, patients, members, clients, whatever they are to you. And Toby says, great point. Payoff is huge. Payoff is huge. Payoff opportunity is huge, right? The janitor one day is the CEO the next. The little spender one day that comes into your shop and buys one little thing comes back later. I had a client owned a sewing shop, and she would say, you know, person, she'd tell me the story. Person came in and get one ball of thread to do her pattern or her quilting and whatever, and later bought a $25,000 deluxe quilting machine from her. But that's, she's like, wow, it's a good thing my staff treating her like $1 million when she came in and spent $1.79. Because later on, she spent 25 grand with us. So I'm with you, Toby. I'm with you, Phil. People love the sound of their name. calling them current resident. I have to go back and reread How to Win Friends and Influence People, but I'm pretty sure Dale Carnegie did not say calling someone current resident is the sweetest sound they'll ever hear. All right. And Toby, see, there you go, Toby. I love it. Toby says, that is how I got my largest customer, which means you are practicing what you didn't preach before. Respect them all. Love them all. And you know what? I love everybody. And nobody ever paid me back, and I never made any money from that. Nothing. I'd still go to my grave saying I'd do it all over again. But you know what? I believe you take that attitude, you love and you care for everybody, and I believe it comes back. But even if it didn't, I would still do it. But of course, that's not the point of my videos. My point is my videos to help you make a ton of money, have a ton more fun, have a lot less stress, and grow your business and have a much better life. And so use people's names whenever you can. They absolutely have to have our name on file. Why would you blow it by calling me current restaurant, you complete fool? My wallet is staying right here in the drawer, and it's not coming out this year to spend another hundreds of dollars with you. And you spent the money on the color brochure, and you got the greatest testimony, the greatest product or service in the world. Poor marketing, you lose. And that'll do it for Direct Mail Monday. As always, you want to help with any of this stuff or anything else on your mind about advertising, marketing, sales, I do free strategy sessions all the time. Can't stay on the phone with you all day. I did a couple of them today, though. I love them. Again, I love people. I especially love business owners. I love helping you out. For that, you go to helpfromsteve.com. You get a link to my calendar. You pick a day and time works for you. We get on the phone, give you some help. And there you go. Maybe that someday you'll become my greatest client from a free strategy session that I didn't try to sell you anything and just gave you some help, because that's what I believe in. That's what I do. I practice what I'm preaching here. And I promise, if we get on a strategy session, when you go to helpfromsteve.com, I will not call you, hey, caller. Yo, hey, caller. What's up, dude? Hey. Hey, resident. Hey, caller. All right. That'll do it for Direct Mail Monday. We had a lot of fun. Hope you make a lot of money. I'll catch you tomorrow on Topical Tuesday. That's where I pull something out of the news, which I tend and attempt to not pay attention to, but I know there's a lot of things going on in the news. I'll pull one of those things out, and I'll likely have some fun with it and teach a business lesson from it. So thank you, Toby and Phil, for participating and adding to the value of the video. Thanks everyone else watching on the replay. Thanks for all the likes, and I'll catch you tomorrow on Topical Tuesday. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making.